All right. How are we doing when it comes to this whole issue of being intimate? By the way, ladies, are you encouraged by the fact that there are so many men who are really into affection and intimacy?
Of a high-rise apartment praying for more. We could be living out where the river bends, where the grass gets green and the heart.
Take a look at what we can do here. The good doctor says that when it comes to communicating, diplomacy is a desirable quality. I'm telling you now, this is going to be down to earth, real simple, but very significant. In a perfect world, we'd all learn early that give and take communication can be a lot more productive than trying to just unilaterally state claims without taking other people's feedback into consideration. Diplomacy is a skill that is well worth learning. How about this point? Strong communication in the living room equals higher sexual satisfaction in the bedroom. That gets back to what I was talking about when I mentioned intimacy. All throughout the day, the week. And then it's time to share on the highest level of intimacy, the sharing of sexual love. The highest level, that unique level of the sharing of intimacy that should be kept just between husband and wife. We can have great conversations with other people with eye-to-eye contact, but that sharing of sexual love is supposed to be all about just the two of us. Regardless of your age or the length of your relationship, being able to engage in effective discussions with your partner will probably result in higher relationship and sexual satisfaction. A study of college-aged couples indicated that they valued effective communication and its presence heightened their pleasure in the relationship overall. I want to tell you, this is so key. Ladies and gentlemen, be aware of the fact that males and females need to develop the ability to communicate effectively. Neither gender is good at communicating simply based on their gender. Both genders have to work at becoming effective communicators. And it is well worth the effort to make that a priority, developing the ability to communicate effectively. We can communicate loudly without communicating effectively. We can communicate frequently without communicating effectively. We can communicate constantly. Just talk without communicating effectively. Part of communicating effectively means knowing how to ask for what you need. And if you don't know how to ask for what you need, you're less likely to have your needs met. The good thing is, even for couples who have been together for a while, 5 years, 15 years, it's still not too late to enhance those communication skills and increase your chances of being both heard and understood. And I would like to use this phrase again that I think can really help us with this whole issue of communicating and helping to build a relationship: giving and receiving. I know that a lot of times we do talk about give and take, but sometimes that word take can have some underlying connotations that we're just not aware of. It's almost as though someone's going to be forced to give something up. And so I think that if we replace give and take with give and receive, we might be able to come up with a better notion in our own minds of what we're really trying to achieve. A relationship where giving and receiving is the order of the day. So effective communication, of course, requires the mastery of active listening. That's a standard part of the curriculum in most every helping profession preparation program, but it is also useful for anyone who's wanting to improve their effectiveness in negotiations and relations. And let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, even in our intimate husband-wife relationships, even in our intimate fiancé relationships, negotiating is part of the equation. I really don't like doing this. There's some people who just have certain types of chores or tasks that they just plain don't like doing. And if they have their way, that task will not be part of their life's equation. Their partner will have to do that task all the time. Well, is there some task, some chore that your partner really doesn't like doing? And if so, are you willing to do what your partner doesn't like doing? I mean, we are talking about being fair, right? We are talking about building relationship, right? We're talking about building intimacy, and it's going to be very hard to build intimacy if we're not being fair to each other. That's right. Not just one person looking out for the other, but each of you looking out for the other. Relationships are about fairness. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. There's quite a bit more that we're going to look into when it comes to this whole issue of developing this intimacy. And since I don't have time to finish it today, let's plan to resume this topic next Thursday, developing intimacy. In the meantime, I'd like to encourage you to do what you can to really do some evaluating, getting an idea of what you've been doing to build intimacy throughout the week, not just maybe an hour or two before you're ready to have sex with your partner. Look at it as more than just having sex. You know, think about it as an extension of a flow of intimacy that has already been part of the mix of your relationship for several days now. See if you can place so much value on each other. I mean, absolutely agree, verbally agree to place so much value on each other that each of you will work to build intimacy, generally speaking, throughout the week so that neither of you feels used when the opportunity to have sex comes up. So that instead of just having sex, both of you say, oh, wow, that was truly a great time of sharing sexual love. And if you're doing that for each other, you're both winning. What a great way for each of you to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.